RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good, bud. How are you?
Yeah, nobody calls until I got somebody standing in front of me. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hey, question for you.
Yeah.
What can we do with either my address or FedEx? Can we have my FedEx sent to, like, CVS, the drugstore, or something? Because, man, this is the second time I have not gotten my FedEx from you guys.
All right. So.
And it's out there floating around, and I get a phone call from FedEx last night.
Yeah.
Where are you? What do you mean, where am I? Oh, we Googled you and couldn't find you.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean you Googled me? Well, I Googled you and you didn't come up. I go, hold on a minute. And I had my cell phone on me. Googled it, comes right up. You know?
Right.
So I don't know what you're Googling, but, you know, the Lock 60 should bring me right up, you know?
Yeah, so I've got two forms. Basically, they say the exact same thing. So tell me if I'm right on – okay, so I've got Lock 60. Obviously, we don't want to write diamonds and gold. So 1900 State Route Complete Words 31, Macedon, New York, 14502. The other one is – actually, that's just your billing. That one actually says Lock 60, diamonds and gold, 19. State route not being abbreviated 31. I mean, is that not your address?
That's my address. I mean, you could write it either way. You know, State Route 31 or RTE 31. You know.
So here, let me go backwards just for a second. I'm trying to think of who's been helping us with this. Jen, give me a second. There was an email sent to me the other day saying that FedEx was delayed with you. Honestly, I kind of blew it off because I was like, what do you want me to do about this? You know, it was like, you know,
oh,
I'm not FedEx.
No, and that's the thing. And I didn't get – I usually get, like, a confirmation email from FedEx that the thing is out there.
Okay.
And I didn't get that. And then yesterday – It was substitute driver yesterday, rolled right through the parking lot, never stopped to ask anybody, who is this? Because usually that's what they do, you know, and just kept on going. And then FedEx called me yesterday at, 4:45? Oh, we're trying to find you. Well, I'm in the plaza. I haven't moved in 25 years.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, this, unfortunately, this one falls under freaking, hold on one second. There we go. This one kind of falls under a substitute driver. Damn it. I can't find who the...
I think so, but...
Okay, so, I mean, I can send this damn thing anywhere you want. I can send it to FedEx home for pickup for you. You just tell me what you want to do. Basically, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to send you a change of address form so that you can... You're the one that has to dictate to us exactly where you want this to go, exactly how everything's written. Happy to do it. I do it all the time. Actually, it's funny. Yeah. Not funny, ha-ha, just ironic. Last week had a similar situation where the diamond – somebody was helping me. I had left at 5:30. Diamond, became available in my New York office. Like, we lock it down. So they unlocked it. Okay, you can send that diamond now. Well, the girl that was helping me sent it to freaking Seattle, Washington, because 5 years ago, he had to have a diamond shipped to Seattle. And we never took the address out of the call queue. So I've been going – every time I talk to somebody, I've been like, okay, is that the only address? Is it like I'm trying to strip it down so we don't have that mistake. Now I got the right fucking address, and it's still making a mistake.
Well, I had that problem with Litman when I left Eastview.
Right.
To go over to Marketplace.
Right.
Somebody had that old address in their thing, and they shipped it over there, and fucking Colleen just threw the thing in the vault and never said anything.
There's...
And it sat there for like 2.5 weeks.
Awesome.
And then I finally had to figure it out and drive over there.
Right.
Like, you got package of mine, don't you? Oh, yeah, it's been there for like 2.5 weeks. You still got my number, don't you? Yeah. You can give me a call and say, hey, I got a fucking package for you.
Oh, I just assumed that you would know.
Oh, yeah, I just a fucking mental, you know, motherfuckers. So I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
You know,
I...
short of, you know, a FedEx, I got a fucking delivery today, put a sign in the fucking window.
Well, that wouldn't be a bright idea either. You don't want to announce it.
No, and that's the problem with all this shit. I can't put, you know, lock 60 diamonds of gold on that package.
Right.
We'll lose it every fucking time.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And I actually, no. I purposely, if I'm not mistaken, I purposely sent it for afternoon delivery, more based
yeah.
on the fact that sometimes you don't get there all that early, and I didn't want them
yeah,
to
no,
try
definitely.
To deliver it. So.
And that fucking truck wheeled through here yesterday at about 12:31.
Yeah, PM.
And did that go out ground, or is that a form of their express, or whatever you call it?
I mean, it's FedEx standard overnight.
So that's...
Overnight. That's a 24, like, that's an over-the-night service.
That's the regular truck, not the ground thing.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Because the guy yesterday said, oh, this is FedEx ground. I'm like, eh, what? Because I know the thing that pissed me off, he could have got in the vehicle, driven over here and hand-delivered the thing to me, which has happened in the past. It used to take them an hour to get here from Manitou Road.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're 5 minutes away.
Oh, that's convenient.
Over on Colette Road, which is right around the corner from me.
All right.
But they don't have a pickup over there.
I was just going to say, is that the answer? Do we just hold for pickup there?
You can't pick anything up over there.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it's just a terminal. From what I understand, I haven't questioned anybody on that one, you know?
Yeah. I
anyways.
Well, I
well,
emailed...
I'll let you know if I get it today.
Yeah, here, let me... I tried running it. I would have assumed that you would have gotten it in the morning. I talked to the driver. Go, okay, this is multiple times. This is, you know...
Yeah.
It's not like you're a mobile service. You're not moving anywhere, so tell me how I can make this dummy-proof for you, is what I would ask him.
That's the thing. Let me talk to the driver, whoever shows up here. Hopefully it will be my normal guy, you know, which, you know, the last time they threw it on the dock at the freaking printing place at the end here, you know?
Yeah, I remember you telling me that one.
Oh, yeah.
So let me
ask him.
I emailed you a change of address form, just in case you need it.
Okay.
I would absolutely 100% talk to your driver and just explain it. That, you know, hey, this is, you know, sometimes it's a $10 item and sometimes it's a valuable item. Like, and
oh, yeah.
I'm relying on, I mean, your big thing is overnight, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How
out of the system as quick as possible.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe there's a notation, because, again, I'm just kind of, now I'm kind of doing his job in my head. Like, if you called me and I wasn't working, if there was something, I don't know, you know, Tim only wants PM delivery. I'd have that in a note on your front case. Now, do they read it? I don't know, but... At least I've done it so that if one of my coworkers sends it, they know, oh, don't send it AM, all right? My point being is they've got those stupid iPad, tablet, whatever that they use. There's not a notation that they might be able to make of, you know, this is where Lock 60 is, you know, something.
Yep. Oh, and there's no, you know, it's like fucking Amazon taking a picture of when they deliver a package, you know? And you can't tell me they can't work that software backwards to figure out where they dropped the package. And
right.
Every freaking day I get a thing on my Manchester Shortsville page here on Facebook that someone has lost a package and they have a picture of it sitting on a porch.
So give me a second, Tim, because now I'm – like I just reran the tracking and it says that it's in Memphis as of this morning. However, I'm noticing something that's very unique and I've never seen it before. I'm going to have to call upstairs. It would have said attempted delivery. It does not say that. It just it says shipment information sent to FedEx. This was at 4:32 on the 11th, so 2 days ago. And then because this is coming from New York, this particular item came from New York City. So at 6:15 it's in New York, New York. At 8:10 it's in New York, New York. At 8:38 it's in Newark, New Jersey. Then at
it's
9:40 it's Newark, New Jersey. Then at 11:06 it's in Memphis. 12:15 it's in Memphis. That was the 11th. It was in Memphis at 11:06. Yep, and then at 12:15 Memphis. 12:15 Memphis. This is all yesterday. And then there's no update since then. Let me call upstairs and see if they've got any more.
They called me at it was late in the day, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30, somewhere in there. They couldn't deliver it because they couldn't find me.
That's weird. All right, let me go see if you do what you're going to do with your driver and talk to him. I'm going to talk to my people, and let's meet up later.
All right, cool. I'll talk to you later.
Cool. Thanks, bud. Bye.
Yep, bye.